The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Gabe's dining room, you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box, episode 163, I Almost Died on My Own Spit.
All hands will stay above the table.
Is it?
Yeah, I believe so. What did we start with?
59.
59, 60, 61, 62.
So should I redo the intro?
Nope. We're going to leave it. Now we're just correcting
now
you.
Now we're just correcting.
We just make you look like an idiot.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 162 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
We are live on Facebook.com/Thinking Outside the Long Box. We were just on...
Hey, Sandy, we're going to be talking about you today. Sandy's the first model.
Jesus Christ, Doyle. Get some sleep.
I don't remember names. That's not a sleep deprivation thing. I just suck with names.
So, of course, this is our fan interaction episode where you will be chatting with us about whatever you want in the world of pop culture.
Wu-Tang.
We are going to be talking largely about the pinup
calendar.
Is
Wu-Tang just West Side?
No,
is that how
no,
they do that?
No, they go like this, actually.
Oh, yeah. Like that?
Yeah. They make a big W.
Ah, gotcha.
You got to offset it a little.
Yeah.
Oh, like a cross?
Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah, because it's also a crane. But anyway, we could talk about Wu-Tang for a minute. What was I saying? Oh,
I don't
anyway, so
know.
We're going to largely talk about the pinup calendar that we did last weekend. We're getting it all put together so that we can actually...
Or whatever you guys want to talk about while we're doing this, too.
We're going to be choosing photos and talking, and you can't see the photos.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet.
They're secrets.
Yeah.
Secrets. Yeah, I don't know.
What the fuck are you doing?
Hours. it isn't quite after hours yet, but it's getting there.
It's semi-late.
Hours. It is. Oh, sorry. I don't
it's
know
really
I'm,
early in the morning for me.
Now
so,
it's like 4 in the afternoon when it gets dark, so it always feels late. Ashton and I were talking. I was like, yeah, Juan will be here in a little bit to record the podcast. And Ashton goes, what fucking time is it? I'm like, it's like 5:30, man. He's all, ugh, feels like it's 9 o'clock at night.
It did feel, I've been off for the last week and a half, and so I got to go back to work tomorrow for the first time at my new place, and like I'm tired, and so I'm not ready to go back to work tomorrow. I made a really good housewife, so.
Yeah, I could see you being a pretty good housewife,
yeah.
So. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
Cardenas came up on mine.
Oh, you did the same thing again.
Yeah.
God damn it, Jimmy. Come to our fucking live stream.
No, it came up on my screen because I'm actually like on the page, running it from the page.
Me too.
No. Like I'm logged in as the page. I'm like.
Me too.
No, you're watching it on the page. I'm running it live on the page.
I don't know what the difference is.
Because you're watching the stream, like you may be watching it, but I
content consumer. He is a content provider.
Because I launched it, I'm seeing all the names pop up where you're not.
Gotcha.
Hi, Anna.
Hey,
we were just on the phone with her. She had an excellent time. She gave it a thumbs up.
Goddamn
science
fiction movie up in here.
She gave it a full 10 out of 10, which is something that we don't do very often.
Hey, Albie.
So
yes.
We talked about how Albie's going to buy several calendars just
you know
to plaster
is,
them all around the house.
It's
so
a 10 out of 10 scratch and sniff Snickers.
Stickers.
I know. Saying scratch and sniff
not
stickers
Snickers.
Is harder than you think it is.
But those stickers always smell like shit.
No.
I always remember like they were just like the grape always smelled like. There's a fake grape flavor and smell that everyone associates with grape that has
grape
nothing
soda.
To do with grape.
It's just grape drink.
Every other scratch and sniff I ever smelled was like, oh, that's chocolatey and ass. Like, or that's lime and ass.
I was having an orange soda a few days ago, and I like straight up thought to myself, this just tastes like sugar and citric acid. This doesn't taste anything like oranges.
Mm-mm.
And then I drank the rest of it.
pineapple Fanta's the best.
Anyway, nothing so if like you guys pineapple. Have a topic out there on Facebook, let us know in the comments. We'll talk about that. If you're watching,
we're just going to talk about fruit sodas.
If you're watching Disney Plus or with the Mandalorian or something cool on Netflix or whatever, just let us know. You picked up a cool comic book. Whatever.
We're keeping up on Watchmen. Mel and I. That show's as fucking am I. Awesome.
It Anna is. Said you've been earning the wrong stickers.
One of the better. Yeah, I need some good ones. I just remember the ones when I was a kid. They just always smelled kind of bad.
He's been getting those scratch and shit stickers.
Why don't these stickers smell like ass? They're in my ass.
No, so Watchmen's fucking dope.
Watchmen's very good.
I haven't caught up yet.
It is really, really good, and it just keeps getting more interesting. When she
Alicia said they have scratch and sniff stickers at work.
Scratch and sniff. Yeah, Snickers. I know.
And there are one that are dirt scented as well.
You know, she's right there.
She typed it.
She could have yelled.
I know, but she typed it because she's cool.
Yeah, we did not.
Because when people comment, it helps.
No, I know that.
So shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
A throwback.
They do smell like dirt.
I didn't like the rain until I walked through it with you.
Huh. That's kind of cool.
Huh.
So.
The calendar. That's what we're going to talk about.
I was going to talk about Watchmen for a couple minutes. Go ahead. But
didn't we just talk about the calendar?
So
we have talked about it a lot.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about it a little more while we look at pictures. So
we don't have too much time to do that because I still got to go to work. So okay.
No, that's why I want to go quit.
He's
got to
be out of here in 38 minutes. So we have
36 minutes. I told her before 9.
Okay, so 37 minutes. So with Watchmen,
Bruja.
Something happens where there's pills that she gets from the old man that are called Nostalgia, yes. That have memories.
Nostalgia.
And she,
they're not Flories?
No, she takes the whole bottle, and so there's an episode where she's like going through her grandfather's memories. Fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's like intense.
It is like one of the coolest ways.
She has the other mic.
Is that one on?
Yeah.
Okay, just turn it towards yourself without, just don't move it. There we go. Sorry, it'll cut right through my head. Don't get gross.
All
right,
turn the mic away.
So for those of you can't see my beautiful wife off camera, but this is her hand. So,
hey Chelsea,
they can hear you talking. There we go. Well, you have to lean like this.
Everybody can hear me.
Lean
talking.
Back.
I don't lean even back. Need this.
Come over
you
here.
Do need that because it's for the episode.
Uh huh.
But you can hear me without it.
No, just
because I'm loud.
Oh, yes, we don't want you to be that loud.
You don't have to yell.
I'm not yelling. That's my
yes.
Voice.
You are. You're showing off. Now they can sort of see you because you're the
all right. Topic.
So
Watchmen.
That's the opposite of where it needs to go.
Jesus
Stop
Christ!
Stop touching it. that's what she said.
That's not what she said.
Watchmen.
So the way the episode develops, like, and she basically falls into her grandfather's memories. You can watch as like the plot of what's happening in her life. Changes, and it changes the reading of like Watchmen the comic book drastically. One of the main characters that is in the original Watchmen comics, it turns out, isn't white, and it's like,
and he's gay,
and he's gay, and it's crazy. Like, it just drastically changes the way you think about the comic book, and it's really, really cool.
Have you noticed gay sex scenes in TV shows, man to man, always start out like mid thrusting in the butt. There's never any build up to it.
There's no foreplay.
There's never
to gay sex.
No. If it's two guys, I happen to watch like three shows that have like male scenes, and they all start exactly. It's just like boom. There's no build up.
That's typical, but that's not always the case. But
it's just what I've seen. I'm sure it's not always the case,
right,
but yeah.
But I see what you mean. It's kind of a stereotype, and it's dumb.
Well, I think
it's like, well, if there are two girls, like if they
I
have
like
a love scene, there's always
they're
like
at least they're stroking
each other. Yeah, there's same kind of thing.
In danger of
they always start out the same way, or like I don't know. Right. It's just kind of weird.
Maybe I don't know because we're soft and feminine, and that's how it's supposed to be. And you're manly and just stick it in my butt.
I feel like
if that's the case, I don't want to be manly. I'd rather be soft and feminine.
I feel like most dudes
no foreplay there.
Want to skip the foreplay though. Like, I'm not saying I
sticking a dick in my butt. There has to be some amount of foreplay.
Yeah, I agree.
What if you do that like three times a week. You don't know.
That's true. I don't know.
Well, I'm talking about from my personal point of view.
You just want that's foreplay.
I want foreplay.
No, I'm not. Kids. I'm not saying foreplay or no foreplay. I'm saying if you're going to stick something in my ass, I want to be led up to it. I don't want to just have it happen.
You want a little butthole tickles?
Yeah. She said she has to woo you first.
I do like being wooed.
From you, some after this.
Can we just cuddle? Can we just cuddle before I take the butt humping?
All right, let's talk about something. Come on.
We are talking about... This is how our show is.
I know, but we don't have a lot of time today.
You're just under a time crunch. Okay. What you're not realizing is that it's always like...
No, it is. I didn't say it wasn't.
You want to see an even more intense straight to butt fucking designated Survivor Season 3.
I like that show. I was sad it got canceled.
Yeah, me too. Have you gotten to that scene yet in Season 3?
Yeah.
Just full on.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Juan was all slow-mo.
It was a good show.
It was good. Very impractical. Like, the world is always ending. My president is doing shit all the time. Yeah. He just wakes up. All right, what's going on? Fucking bird flu? They say you killed your wife? Like, what? Secret Service is fucking another dude who's making your video. Better hope that doesn't get out because he just got jumped in the street.
Wow.
That's every episode of the show.
It sounds
so
amazing.
Good. It's so good. Yeah, I like Kiefer Sutherland, though. So.
It kind of makes me want to watch it.
The Kiefer.
You won't, though.
I won't. I don't have time.
You do have time.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
When?
You have time, but you watch those Canadian shows and shit.
I literally watch, like, some Letterkenny. I haven't even finished the latest season of that.
Letterkenny is one of those shows that's really funny, and I can't watch it.
Why?
It just doesn't. It fades to getting old to me really quickly.
Oh, I can see that.
It's the same funny.
Yeah.
It is. Like, it's just the same jokes over
even
and over
Rick
again.
And Morty, which is like really unique. It's the same like three episodes. I'm like, I don't need to watch this for a year.
I got my fix.
I feel like the creators of Rick and Morty would appreciate that sentiment from you. They were like, we don't need to make this for a year.
Calendar?
Yeah, let's look at some pictures.
We're not going anywhere. Calendar? So we're choosing 11 of the 12 photos.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Starting with number one.
Number one, Sandy.
Who does number two?
That is Sandy.
Work for?
You're not going to be able to see him because we're keeping it secret for right now.
Yeah.
But we'll describe it.
Super interesting for you.
Yeah,
this episode.
Sandy is leaned up against a car, smiling in this picture.
Oh, are we seriously going to straight describe?
We can't talk about it without at least saying something about it.
To keep in mind is we might have to choose photos that aren't particularly our favorite, so there's differences.
Agreed. I agree
because our location
as long as they're good
was limited. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. I agree. Hey Tim, you son of a bitch!
Oh, you motherfucker! I'm not down here with no brown cow.
Well, I don't even know what you said.
I don't
said
know what
right
he said
there.
Either. Something about
all
a brown cow.
All I heard,
cow.
Brown cow. Yeah. All I heard was, nank, bark, 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 brown cow.
Tim understands.
Huh? Who's at work? Oh, Doyle?
Yeah, it's true.
I like those. I like.
What the fuck is that?
Are you
ice is coming.
Migra, migra.
That's how I wake up.
Fucking zombie apocalypse is happening.
Let me turn off all my alarm clocks.
How many alarm clocks did you just have to turn off?
Three.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
I
have two.
Don't mess up my...
I did that.
So I like these black and white pictures, but I like the one of her on the hood, or the one inside of the car. That was a really good picture too.
Can everybody see him?
Yeah,
I don't know how the screen looked from the side.
Sandy, you did a really good job. If you're still listening, I don't know if you are.
Awesome photo.
Yeah, I'm surprised she was the only person who wanted to use the car.
Oh, was this from the photo? photo shoot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why would it not? Why would we be looking at half naked?
That cat's eating the pie. Fucking cat. Get off the pie.
You don't have to yell all the time.
Yes, I do.
Sounds like a manly.
Oh, that's a really good picture too. I didn't see that
one. What a great smile.
Oh, I love that.
She definitely does have a good smile.
She does.
She definitely took better care of her teeth than I did.
Yeah, probably because she didn't get into a bunch of like fist fights and have people literally.
Probably because she didn't do math.
I did very little math.
She never got
once
curbed.
Or twice.
She's very photogenic. Yeah. Very. Like she when I was watching her take pictures, I thought maybe she was a little stiff, but that doesn't come across in the pictures at all.
It was a little bit at the beginning, but she definitely got loosened up.
It took a little bit, yeah.
I like all of these pictures.
I like this one a lot just because of the look of it.
It looks very Cuban.
I can see that. Yeah. Yeah.
It's Cuban B. That was the one.
I don't know. I've never been to Cuba.
Well, but even like if you just imagine kind of that old car, you know, it just looks like something I'd see on a postcard.
I like this one quite a bit, personally. That one, too.
Do we want people looking at the camera for the calendar?
Yeah, there's some will be, some won't be.
Okay.
Not necessarily.
I like this one.
I like that picture.
Wow, that turned out way better than I thought it was.
She's hiding the license plate. I don't have to get rid of it.
Less editing for you.
Less work for Doyle.
Well, the thing I forgot is I haven't edited photos for like 3 years, and I didn't remember exactly how to do it, and shit's changed. So I was YouTubing a lot of shit.
You're like, I just want this to go away.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's watching anymore, which is fine. Really, I really like those photos.
That's a really good one. I have one on here.
Yeah, that's me. And then there's one more where she's smiling. Yeah. That is a really good photo.
That's a good one.
But the two on the inside are really good, too.
I really like this photo a lot. There's some chromatic aberration I gotta get rid of in the middle of that photo, but...
So what things are you...
I don't even know what that means.
See how this is, like, really purple and coming off of the car?
Oh, yeah.
It's chromatic aberration, and it happens because the sun is hitting the...
Didn't notice that until you pointed it out. I don't think I would have ever noticed that.
Yeah, I really like this photo a lot. This is my favorite one, but I like the one on top of the car, too.
I think I like the one on top of the...
I like that one a lot, too.
I think I like the one on top of the car for the calendar better, because it's more...
Sure.
Like showy offy, but it is those are really cool pictures.
I like that one. Oh, that's a good picture right there too.
Damn.
Any of these ones, if we decide to make one of these, what I'll probably do is I'll find three good ones that are like this and I'll lay them out to where they make like a full length one.
Oh, that makes sense.
There's one girl specifically I think we should do that with later, but
that's a good picture.
She looks upset. Like it's kind of cool.
Yeah. And then I think this is, like, towards the end of hers, yeah.
I'm sad we don't have do you have the other ones here?
Yeah. I just haven't edited them.
Which is fine.
Yeah. Girl number two.
Oh, she did great.
No. I mean the other ones of her. The ones from Anna.
Yeah, they're here. They're in Lightroom, though. These are JPEGs that I've already edited and exported.
Can we look at the other ones, or is that too much to...
There are... I don't think we have time. There are literally, like I said, 150 photos that are out of focus, pointed down to the ground.
Okay.
We can, but if you have, like, 20 minutes, I don't think we have time to do that for every girl.
Man, we might have to do this, like, online more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's maybe chat...
Hey, Megan!
Let's maybe chat
about... I haven't talked to you in forever.
Let's maybe, like, actually chat about some stuff and, like, do this online a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine looking. I still want to look through them. Yeah, this is the first time I've seen any of these.
The ones we edited really quick.
Yeah.
But
we can keep talking about other stuff.
So like, she did
even though
great.
This is out of focus. I really like this.
I like that. Her face was amazing. Like she knew how the camera.
There was something about how she looked at the camera and like.
Hey Megan, I hope you buy a calendar.
Like even this photo a lot.
Even Juan or not Juan Doyle at one point just said, "Hey, open your mouth like you're breathing through it really quick," and she just did it for the rest of the shoot.
Hey
it
Jeremiah, really we love cool. you, buddy.
Yeah, she was very good at posing.
Yeah, she did awesome. Like I think it's going to be hard to find a photo so that we don't want to use of her.
Her first thing because she was second.
Yeah,
so she came in and Sandy was outside. Oh, that's a good picture. I like that picture. Stella, who is she is.
Yeah.
She came inside. She changed and saw Sandy, and she's like, oh, man, I think I might be a little bit too slutty for this calendar. And I was like, no. It's outside. It's cold. That's her first outfit. So yeah. She's like, oh, okay.
This is the photo I think would work best for the calendar of hers, especially since she's October.
Oh, that's cool.
Good picture.
Look at this. Check this out.
Well, you did a good job.
You guys,
Anna did
I'm
a good
you
job.
Right now, you guys are going to be really impressed with what we came up with for this calendar.
Well, like, for looking at the camera as well.
It is.
Can we put a bruja behind her?
Just a little.
Yeah.
This is a bruja.
It's a little.
No.
I didn't even know what your shirt was until you just said it. That's funny. I was like, what are you talking about?
That's cool. Yeah, she was way into it. This was, her name was
Kayla.
Kayla?
Yeah.
And then her friend stepped in.
Yeah, her friend was Carissa.
I like that.
That's really cool. Megan, this is my favorite one of her.
I love these. I love the Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Such a good idea.
She's December, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Doyle's like, she, no. Right? Right, guys?
She's July.
I like this photo, even though the Christmas lights aren't on.
That's a good photo. That's a good one, too.
But yeah, I think, honestly,
I like
for sure. That is for sure the calendar picture.
That one's pretty good, but the other one's still better, I think.
Oh, the one where she's...
That's a good one.
The way she's looking at you on that one is really, really cool.
That one?
You want to come look?
That one.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Fuck you, Tim. He didn't say nothing. I just wanted to say it. That's how we are nice to Tim.
Nice to Tim.
Sorry I have Greeley level shirts, Tim.
You do?
All the time.
Side note, I can't imagine the pain she went through to get her ass cheeks tattooed.
You can ask her about it.
Oh, really? No?
No.
That seems like it, because it's just like fatty tissue.
Yeah, it's not really painful.
Those are pretty good. I still like the Christmas light ones a lot better.
A lot worse over my kids.
Well, yeah, especially because it's December, it makes sense that we're going to choose one of those. But
she's definitely going to come away with a bunch of really awesome pictures.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, I fell asleep when I did my calf one. I completely fell asleep.
Hold on. Back.
I like those.
I like that.
That one?
Yeah.
That other one was really good, too. This is not so eventful. I'm sorry, guys, but we're looking at some really good pictures.
Yeah.
Like I said, if you want to talk about something, put it in the comments, and we'll talk about it.
And then we'll start chatting about it. Right now, we're just distracted by
because this is the first time we've seen
Petrie.
This.
Yeah.
This is the first time we've seen any of this.
That's a dog.
That's the dog. Yeah. That's Petrie.
almost all of them.
Oh, that's a good – those are two good pictures of her laughing. They're not calendar, but they're good pictures.
Yeah, they're not – she wanted to take them, so they were fine.
No, they're good.
No,
they look good.
I'm sure she's going to love having those pictures, too.
Was that four?
No, that was three.
That was three.
Okay, yeah, this is her friend.
Carissa, who is amazing and stepped up to the plate and helped us do this.
She came just to hang out
because she
was nervous.
Was really good.
And then she just straight went for it.
Jeremiah said he didn't feel it when he got his calf tattooed either.
My shin was pretty.
That's a good picture. That's a really good picture.
My shin was pretty rough, but it
wasn't her face. Probably right on the bone.
But my neck was definitely the worst.
It's a fun photo.
Was it?
I love that picture.
I heard a lot of photos.
Yeah, the dude had to wake me up because my leg started twitching. And so he had to wake me up.
No, the dude did not wake you up.
Wow. Somebody woke me up because my leg started twitching. Anna says she loves you.
Yay.
I like the way the sun was hitting her there.
Yeah. That's cool.
Which is a testament to needing to start earlier, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think my favorite photo's coming up, but I did like all these before, too.
I do love that she stepped
in. I like this photo a lot. I like this photo a lot.
That's a good picture. Are we... for the calendar itself...
Yeah.
Are we splitting between... does it matter?
It should be color.
It should be color?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think having a black and white photo in there is bad.
That one's really gorgeous.
Bella
I like this
Fensler
photo a lot too.
Said,
I like
hi, Llama, miss you and love you.
Hey, Candy.
Who said that?
Bella Fensler.
Oh, that's Candy Warhol. Chicken tendies.
I like that Trilla.
Don't worry, Anna. We'll get them to you soon so that you can see them.
Yeah.
I think the calendar should be in color, but I think if we like a photo in black and white, I don't think there's anything wrong with one of the days being in black and white.
On, like, the back page.
Well, we have our
Candy,
our back
thank you
page.
For the 11 boxes of cereal.
You guys see them all?
Open boxes of cereal.
They're all pumpkin.
It definitely
spice.
Looks like she's topless now.
Yeah, that is...
Of Aroni. I don't know what that means.
What?
Aron? Aron? A-E-Ron? The fuck does that mean?
I don't have a ton of these photos either, because Anna shot most of these ones where they were
together. Oh, together?
Oh, I forgot that they stepped in to do a together one, too.
Oh, that's a cool
picture.
Oh,
that's a good one. Kayla just looks like she will fuck you up. That's a good picture right there.
I guarantee she would. Oh, that's a great picture. I think that captures them like really well as friends too, where she seems like kind of intense.
Oh,
and
air does. One. She's trying to say air one, like everyone.
Oh, right on. That's a pretty good picture too.
That's very eyes wide shutty.
Anna posed him. I just took the pictures.
Oh, this is one of the ones I missed.
Yeah, you weren't here for this girl. This woman. She's not a girl. Why is it taking so long to load them all?
There's a lot more of those.
Yeah, she wanted to do like the housewife thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was the one with the blunt. That you,
yeah.
That she like lit a blunt while we were in there. I was like, oh fuck, it is weedy in here.
Oh, I like that.
I like those. Those ended really cool. up really good.
This is, I think, like
the
best one. I think one of the best.
Love
ones.
That picture. That's my favorite picture. My
or
vote.
That one. I like it.
My vote goes for one of these going in the calendar.
So she was. She speaking of tattoos.
Oh,
she
cool.
Look at the next one.
We all thought she was wearing a what are those things? What are those called? A garter? Is that what goes down your leg? You fucking gotta hold it up with some shit.
Yeah, a garter belt.
Huh? The pantyhole, one of the things, but she's got those tattooed like all down her calf, like just one solid line tattooed all down her leg. And so everybody was like, "Are you wearing a what's
pinstripes.
It called?" Yeah,
oh,
there you go.
You mean the pantyhose that have the line?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
It looks.
Like is
that six?
I did not look. We could not see high enough. I just saw that she had it like all the way down. It was pretty cool.
That's fucking sick, dude.
The pantyhose.
She's
thanks,
New Year's,
Anna.
Right?
Yeah.
She was too fun. She did roller derby as well. Yes, she did.
January.
This is Taylor. Yeah, Taylor's doing January.
Tay Tay.
Those outdoor
outside.
Pictures look good. Yeah.
Jeez,
yeah.
It was
yeah.
very cold.
These take a shit ton of editing because they were basically black because they were so dark. Like that photo quite a bit.
I like those. I like that one. It's so good.
I like the ones where you can really see the little Happy New Year's crown.
Because of the leaf placement, she looks like an elf.
That go back one, that one's super fucking good.
She's going to be in love with these pictures.
Yeah, I'm going to have to hear about it. She'll be like, oh, it was so cool that you guys did that.
Too dark, the outside pictures. But they lightened up.
Yeah. I was able to save them. It just took a lot of work.
It was just because she was outside, and it was
in the
dark.
Shade.
Yeah,
in the shade at night.
Just a Skittle Bill.
And her mama.
I like those.
No, they're good.
That's a good picture.
Yeah, like that one's more contrasty. I liked it quite a bit.
Oh, that's your mouse. I was like, what's on her forehead?
Yeah. I did not say that out loud because I realized right before I said it out loud what it was.
I like that. I
think like this
for
photo
her,
quite
we
a bit.
Get something that includes the
yeah, for sure.
Happy New Year.
That one's dark, but I really like it.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That would be a really good one for the calendar going back because you can
yeah.
see you the can little see crown and the flute of champagne and stuff. It's really cool.
Man, she did well.
Yeah, she
all
did very
these
well.
Girls took really good. Like, cause it's weird because I was there,
once
but I haven't
they,
yet to see any of these.
Once they loosened up, all the girls started taking great photos. I like these ones the most, just because the you can actually see the full thing.
Yeah, I agree with
like,
that.
I think this one's coming up right there.
Oh,
wow. That's a really
I think
good
is the
one
best
right
one.
There.
That should.
That's
that should
a
be,
great one for
that
the calendar.
Be the calendar. That's a fucking awesome picture.
Any good posing is totally them because I have no idea how to make people pose for these guys. I'm like, do stuff. I don't know. You want me to pose you like a wedding photo? Because it won't look right.
Bullshit. Come on, girl. I want to get that pose.
Nah, you can figure it out.
Yeah, that's my tormented
food. No, she did really well.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Pickles?
All her photos came out really good.
That's a good one. Up.
Is that the end?
Of hers, yeah.
That's funny.
Is that seven?
Yeah.
These first three are like way too dark in my opinion. I tried to save them.
Oh, so this is Shay, right?
Yeah, the photos are okay. These were just like way too dark, and I didn't look at my settings really. But
that's a pretty cool picture, like through the door like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like that photo quite a bit.
The not looking at you photos are pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's so funny because at the beginning you're like, shouldn't they be looking
at
you?
Yeah,
and then you realize that some of them look great when they're looking at you. Some of them look better when they're not. And it's really interesting.
That photo is really good.
She might be a really good choice to do the 1, 2, 3 across.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those portrait versions of pictures are really cool.
That's a good picture.
It would be. But there is one of her laying like this that is really good.
That's a good picture, too.
It's, I think it's the very last. This one I like quite a bit, but
I definitely want to see what the Anna ones, too.
Yeah.
Anna.
The one she took.
The one she took.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
God damn it, cats.
It's never-ending battle, bro.
Dude, there's just cats. A million cats everywhere.
Let's scroll.
Why?
I almost think for sure should be the ones going across. Thanks. First three are okay.
I like that one.
Yeah, I like that photo. It's not bad.
That's a really good picture.
These ones are all pretty good after that.
The table pictures are really good.
Yeah.
What?
It might be good to
That's what she was in first. That's who I was talking about.
Right.
She changed into the white outfit.
The three photos that make sense to me is like this one in the middle, this one off to the left, and then this one off to the right, like as a stack set of three photos.
Right. I like that.
Hey, Christy.
Which I really like.
There are some creeps on Messenger. I don't know what that means. Maybe.
Is that your sister?
Yeah, my sister's Christy. Sandy said there's some creeps on Messenger. Maybe she's catching up. What to the conversation we were having earlier about men sending women dicks on through Messenger?
And then again, I just don't have very many of this lady. Because like I said, I only chatted with her for a few minutes.
I like that picture.
Yeah, it's a good one. This is when she was like, let's get some ass in these photos.
Yeah. As we were walking out, she's so funny. She's like, I bet I got more digits than you today.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I bet you did, because that was not my goal at all. Like,
we're not asking for digits.
I mean, we were asking for your digits so that we could like get a hold of you. But
Sandy's being stalked.
A lot of
Stella said she was being stalked too. She suspended. That's why I'm calling her Stella, because that's her stage name.
Right.
So she said that there's some weirdos made her.
I dig that.
Some weirdo made it, so she had to suspend all her social media stuff.
Well, let's just say this out loud, Sandy. If somebody is stalking you, you can send them our way, and me and Doyle will rough them up.
we'll stalk them back.
We'll stalk them back and be like, you sure got a pretty mouth, boy.
I can ship them to Japan.
Hey, Christy, hopefully you're going to buy a calendar
you
and support your...
in a bag and send it to them.
Christy, I love you.
Hopefully Christy will buy a calendar and support a local business
as
well.
Oh, you'll want to see these. These are Bowsers. I can't stand them. Okay. Shut up, Yeti.
People are fucking creepy, Megan said. Yes, they are, Megan.
I like the lighting a lot.
Oh, I hate my dog. Oh, I like that
one. She did really well.
Yeah, all her photos can agree.
Yeah.
Oh, go back one?
That's a good picture.
A really cool picture. She's got that look on her face like, I don't know about you.
She said, no, really, I'm going to send them your way, Sandy did. Christy says she loves you, too.
I'll send I'll send them dick pics and see how they like it.
I don't send anybody dick pics. No, it's just gross.
I would source them online.
I don't like to send them.
They're not going to be mine.
I'm going to
go find pictures of dicks and just flood their inbox with them.
Julie said, keep it down, Yeti.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's a zoo in here.
It is. There's only like 1,000 animals at our house.
That's a lot of animals in a singular home.
So I think we have a pretty good idea of where we're going to go with the calendar.
That's my personal favorite one.
I do.
It's a really good picture.
A lot of amazing pictures happen.
That's a really good picture, but the one before, even though it's kind of weird, is I like the picture.
Yeah, just, I can't make it any lighter than that.
No, but it looks dark. It looks... like
yes
wait I don't know it looks squished. Weird yeah
it looks squished
it's yeah. It's definitely weird, that, but is, that is an amazing picture.
Yeah, all of her photos like these are great.
She's kind of
she would be a good
Anna. I don't know if this is a really big compliment or not, but she's kind of Marilyn Monroe-y in those pictures.
Yeah, she is definitely going to take that as a huge compliment.
Megan, I used to do a lot of car-related events, coordinating and running. Everyone. The amount of creeps that came at me just for being a chick who was into cars was insane. People just suck.
People do suck, but we still want to keep you as listeners and viewers.
Not the creepies. I don't want creepers.
They can watch and listen and stuff. I don't give a shit who listens. Just don't be a creep to us
yeah. or any of the people that we're friends
if
with.
If you're a creep to my friend, I'll fuck your world
yes,
up.
Yes, Anna, you.
Unless you're doing it at Tim.
Julie said, hey, Lunchbox.
You can be a creep.
You'll see, Anna. These pictures are very the straight up and down ones. It's I think later. It's in the arch. They're very Marilyn Monroe-y.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're very classic. There you go.
They're awesome, is what they are. I'm digging the shit out of this. I can't wait. I'm excited.
I'm very excited.
This makes me even more excited because I was nervous. You know, like we haven't seen any of the pictures.
No,
Anna, shooting raw format.
I don't know what that means, so I'm gonna just believe what you said.
These are like Anna's photos.
That's a good picture. Who is that? Is that Shay?
That's Shay, yeah.
Yeah, she has good photos.
I didn't say she didn't. I'm just saying that's a good picture.
I haven't had time to run through all hers yet. But there are some like, so I mean like a
I quick, like that picture
not
too.
To get too much into it. A raw file has a lot of information, so if I shoot too dark or too light, I have a lot of extra information in the photo where I can bring it back. A JPEG is very locked in. You can play with it a little bit, but you can't do much to it.
Huh.
A lot of color manipulation and stuff you can do.
Right.
But as far as like exposure and things like that, you go more than like a half a stop up, you start to blow the photo. Like the colors get really muted right. and weird. And it's just... JPEGs are a lot smaller than RAW files.
Less storage. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just... It's a different way to shoot, but... If you're editing and taking your photos in to like really work on them as a process, you want to shoot in RAW.
Oh, I like that one too.
Because see, like this photo, where if this was on my camera, it'd be really savable. On hers, it's not going to be too savable, even though it's a great photo. Maybe I'll.
That's a keeper, bro. Still.
Yeah, but I meant like for like the use
right. for what we're doing.
Yeah,
I got you. No, I get that. That's a fun picture.
That's a funny picture, yeah. Her just looking at her butt in the mirror.
And then I think I started playing with editing one of these ones.
I
started editing this one.
It's a really good picture.
I feel like a dog farted.
Because that's one of the ones I think actually lends itself to the...
Megan said your mom likes it raw.
Hey, you know.
Good for her at her age.
Oh, shit.
Sandy said hi, Anna. They'll chat in the chat room together. I'm assuming.
Let's hope so.
We're going through Anna's pictures now that haven't been touched up or edited yet. But I feel like, and I know, I think Sandy's the only one, or Anna are the only ones in here listening who shot with us.
Right?
They look great.
They do.
They look really good, and I think you guys are going to enjoy what you do get from us. Those are good.
This one reminds me of like a really 80s like hip hop album.
It's funny because like there's definitely pictures that you would feel kind of like derp, but they still end up being really awesome. Oh, if we're doing the three across, maybe one of the ones in here would work good for her too.
she's doing those. So I caught the two or three beforehand where she made that weird face. I shot that as she was doing it on purpose, and my flash fucked with Anna's flash, and I got this weird flash in the middle of the picture with just her derpy face.
Nice.
And it's so funny.
Oh, there's more of Beverly.
Yeah. I'm glad.
No, I'm just saying, like, there's some more of her. She was all about showing her butt off.
Yeah, she was.
That was really funny.
She put on the glass, that's for sure.
Wow. Jesus, Doyle. All right, we're going at 40 minutes.
All right.
40.
Oh, wait, I want to see.
Oh, yeah. The pictures of us looking gross.
Why do we look gross? Fucking buddy, learn to smile. Learn to do something with your face.
I am smiling.
It's just like this.
There's one we're all smiling to.
That's just how I look.
That's a good picture.
No.
Stop telling everybody my secrets.
Those are fun. Those will be on the back of the calendar. Yeah.
Well, I mean.
That's good looking shit, man.
Well, here's a good example of it, too. Whereas, like in my photo, I was able to like do a lot with the skies and stuff like that. I was trying to in her photo, and it starts. That tree looks like it's made out of gold now.
I do like the photo, though.
Yeah, the photo's not bad.
Yeah.
It's just you can't do a lot with them. The photos are still good.
Yeah.
Still
they're great, yeah.
I think she'll still love
them. Did anybody catch the one of her tossing her jacket in the air?
Oh, there it is. Oh, those were good, too.
I just clicked through real fast, but besides
that... Did you guys grow up together? No. Who? They grew up together. Gabe and Doyle did, right?
We met when he was a teenager and I was, like, in my 20s.
Well, you're fucking, like, 40 now, so that's 20-something years is a long time.
Are you? You weren't. That was
not, like, a fan, but I knew who they were.
Yeah.
So, no, we didn't grow up... I've known Gabe for... Five, six years?
Yeah.
It's about 6 years because the podcast is past 5 years already.
Yeah.
So it's about 6 years.
I've known Doyle probably about 20 years.
Yeah.
That's a good picture.
Yeah, these ones are good. The ones I was talking about were ones like this where it's like, it's just falling off and it's.
From the angle, I can't really tell.
Yeah, but there are good ones in there.
Oh, man. What did you do?
What have you done?
That's a good picture, too.
All right.
So good. I didn't even know those pictures were taking place, by
the way. Oh, the ones in the tub aren't bad because her shirt is kind of covering up the pasties.
Yeah.
Oh, but I see exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
You know, like that is just... It's not even meant to be a photo, I don't think. It's just like one of the ones that was shot and while she was in between poses. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
Or like that.
Oh, that other one's a really good picture, though. The one before that one.
That one, she's like in between poses, and she's smelling the rose, but it looks like she's smelling a fart.
Like, yeah, that's what I say is like those are photographer errors. Like, there's no reason to give people those photos.
Right.
It's like I took that photo wrong.
That's a good. She looks like a fucking elf, bro. She looks like Lord of the Rings.
She looks like
this girl could model for real.
Yeah.
Megan, we're not showing them to anybody because it's a surprise, and we don't. Well, we're gonna debut the pictures.
We know this girl at all, or no?
No. We're gonna debut the pictures when the full calendar comes out. But since we promised them that they would get the remainder of the photos, that's up to them. I feel like to show them off, right?
Right.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, that.
Those are good pictures, right there. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Anna did a good job too,
dude. I dig. So far, I'm digging all of these pictures.
She would shit faces too fast. Shift faces too fast.
It was just funny. Like, in one of the clearly in-between pictures, she has her nose in a rose, but, like, she looks like she's smelling somebody's butthole. Like, it's really funny.
Fucking
she
Petrie.
She was all about getting pictures with Petrie. Yeah.
All right. We ready? Let's wrap this thing up. I trust Doyle to go through the rest.
And then a part of it is just, like I said, editing, too. It's like, it's not an insequential amount of time to edit a photo. So if there's a photo that looks like three other photos, I'm just going to add one of those photos.
Well, yeah.
Agreed. Yeah.
Makes sense. And there's probably photos that you just don't need to edit.
I think just from looking at it, and it's just a guess, but I think that everybody's going to walk away with probably somewhere around 50 usable pictures. That's kind of the way it looked just going through it.
Minus maybe, what is her name? The older lady towards the
Beverly.
End.
Beverly.
Just because, like I said, I shot with her for like 4 minutes. And even if you include every photo that Anna took, that's still only like another 25 photos.
Yeah. Okay. So. But we'll get.
She's going to get pared down probably to like 18 to 20 photos.
Which is
but
fine.
Again, that was the very end of the night. They knew we were going fast at that point. So that's just something we could do better planning on next time.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a good amount of photos for everybody. They look great. Hopefully. Megan, you'll buy one now that we've talked about it, and you've sent me a shit emoji. So
for sure, we'll keep you guys up to date on it. But the next few listener interaction episodes will be more like regular ones.
Yes.
We just wanted to get through all this stuff with the pinup calendar, and this is really the only time that we get to spend with each other to look at them. So, but thank you so much for watching, guys. With that said, this is going to be the end of our fan interaction episode. We would love if you participate in the conversation with us. Find us on Facebook, which you obviously have already, or Twitter, or Twitch, both at Outside Long Box.
And Instagram.
And you can find us on YouTube at tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube. Juan has been uploading a shit ton of videos to YouTube this week. A lot of them from Denver and San Diego Comic Con. So please go check them out. There's a lot of cool stuff
in
there.
New episode out today with Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Nice. Also, one of the videos we uploaded was Kevin Smith doing his handprint
yes.
at the Chinese –
Theater box.
The theater box in San Diego. Yeah. So,
it's the sister to the TCL.
Right. So be sure to check that stuff out. Find us on YouTube. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, all of the social medias. Share with your friends, please. Give us a good rating on iTunes. We'd love to hear what you have to say. And to do that, probably one of the easiest ways is to call us on our hotline, 970-57.
It's a memorial hotline, so when you call it, yes, that's us. Dude.
Yeah, 970-573-6148 for the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline. May he rest in peace.
Fucking midget loving.
Fire dead, dude.
With that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
And this.
Glad you're dead, Michael Kirk.
Oh, my Jesus. God. Wow.
And this has been the latest episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box. Bye.
See you guys later.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albi is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.